My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Getting you geared up for Commanders season. First preseason game on Saturday.
I don't like a 12 noon kickoff. I'm not a fan of that. It's too weird. And I know that games kick off at 1 during the regular season.
You like the London games?
I do, but like preseason games, I'm used to those being like in the evening.
It's throwing you a curveball.
It's throwing me off. And I'm also going to be driving down to South Carolina.
Oh, that's why you're better.
Won't be able to watch it. I'll probably be driving, speeding through like Lumberton, North Carolina when the Commanders take the field.
Well, you can at least be listening to it.
I can listen. That's true.
Yeah. To wait till after the game, Cakes.
Yeah, I kind of want to see here. Well, I guess I'm going to hear what Jaden Daniels does, how much he plays.
What's he going to play? Two series? Tops?
We don't know yet.
That'd be my guess. I would bet heavily on two. Two series.
Two sounds right, but if after the first series, it looks like just full-blown jailbreak with guys getting through and putting pressure on this makeshift offensive line, then Dan Quinn might say, you know what, let's give the rookie the hook.
Right.
Let's tweak some things on the offensive line, make sure it's better for the second preseason game against Miami.
All right, let's hit the skins, talk some training camp. Our training camp coverage is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. PaulHenrysWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice.
Valdez, at some point I need you to get the weird hail to the Commanders that we'll play alongside, alongside hail to the skins, obviously.
All right, real quick, just before I get into some of this Jaden Daniels stuff, we got some audio from Jaden, just some sort of like business stuff. They cut another Ron Rivera draft pick.
Not many of them left.
They released third-year cornerback Christian Holmes. He was the seventh-round pick from the 2022 draft, but he did play in 30 games in his first two seasons for Washington.
Yeah, the late rounders
guy.
They're gone. Dax Milne gone. Now Christian Holmes gone.
Yeah, Dax Milne was released last week. They signed another tackle, I guess, because they're trying to do some preservation with some of their tackles, specifically John Allen, I think Johnny Newton. They're kind of limiting their snaps a little bit, so they bring in another tackle.
You see Dan Quinn raving about Johnny Newton's speed.
No, but says I mean, I've seen clips.
Says he has the speed of a defensive end in a D-tackle body.
Yeah, I've seen some clips on one-on-ones, and he looks pretty good.
Yeah.
So, again, Quinn cited load management for guys like Newton after two off-season foot surgeries, also trying to help limit some of the grind on Jonathan Allen. So just a little roster stuff there. Cakes, you mentioned the kicker, right? So did they cut the other guy? They just had both guys.
It's a kicker competition between Ramiz Ahmed and Riley Patterson.
Right.
They're going head-to-head.
So we mentioned that Jaden Daniels has been getting a lot of hype. And I don't think it's a bad thing. And it's also not unusual, right? Your first round draft pick, your guy picked two overall. You're going to be excited about him. You're going to see positive things. But people around the league are talking about him. Terry McLaurin's hyping him up. I think Sam Hartman's been just everybody's been positive about Jaden. And then Jaden was asked about the first preseason scrimmage and asked specifically about how he's going to handle sliding and taking care of his body.
Mm-hmm.
Valdez is trying to get it queued up. It's not his fault.
How will you balance showcasing your explosiveness versus sliding to protect yourself more, especially early on?
I mean, just know when you can take your chance and when you can't. Love to see another play. It's a long season, so try to err on, you know, protecting yourself. And if the chances are there, go ahead and take you.
Is that something that you talk about with the coaches at all? Or is that something you just have to know on the field?
Me, I'm very competitive, so I might try to take a chance here and there. But, you know, they try to say, you know, get down. So, you know, it's time to find that battle.
Ooh. He's a risk taker.
He's a baller.
He's a gambler.
He's a baller.
He wants to take a chance here and there.
I mean, he's got that little spindly body.
Worry you?
Not really, because he's been doing this his whole life. It doesn't really particularly worry me. Maybe it should, but I mean, like you guys say,
the knock on him was
quarterbacks get hurt.
Yeah, the knock on him coming in was the size, the frame.
Yeah.
He's skinny. Now, I think he's put on some weight. He doesn't strike me as overly skinny when I watch
the clips. I've seen, he looks reasonable.
Yeah. I mean, he's thinner.
I did see somebody was positing that during one of the practices, and this had to be when it wasn't like 97 degrees outside, that he tried to make himself look a little bulkier by wearing, I believe, a hoodie underneath his practice jersey.
In this heat?
That's crazy. So,
yeah, that would be kind of crazy.
Especially, right, too, because you're going to probably lose, who knows, 7 pounds of water weight during a practice?
I would assume, yeah.
Now, I don't know if you have a clip of it. You probably don't, Valdez, but he was asked about, you know, this first preseason game and about whether or not he's going to start. He seems to be kind of unaware. He just knows he's going to play. And the clip I saw, he's also just like, his family's going to be there, man. This is a lifelong dream, obviously, for all these guys to make it to the NFL. It's going to be his first NFL snaps.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have family there. And he said they're going to be there, you know, all the way. To be expected.
Yeah. Go on that ride with your kid as he's a rookie in the NFL.
Right.
Helps ease his transition, has people around him that make him comfortable. I think that's a great plan.
I think we talked about this the week before I went away. Drabby's like his new boy toy analyst is Kirk Benkert. Remember him, NFL backup quarterback?
Yeah.
And he's kind of going on record, and he's putting some pressure on Jaden a little bit. And he said the Commanders are his version, and this is what JP was postulating it could happen. We'll see if it does. His version of the 2023 Houston Texans. They were basically a 500 team, but of course last year, you know, during Ron's tenure here, last year 4-13, they got the number 2 pick, but Benkert says the Commanders are his Texans of last year. He says they got better by leaps and bounds this offseason, and they're not going to be a walkover team for anybody that they play. And especially, he believes that Jaden Daniels could have a C.J. Stroud-like impact. Cakes, if that happens.
That would be fantastic if that happened. That means
this town will be on fire.
That means playoff appearance in his rookie campaign.
I mean, they won, 11 games last year?
10 Texas? Or 11. I'd have to double-check their – I know it was double digits.
Listen, I'm not going to go that crazy with it, but I do think – Now, you scare me a little bit with the Nikki report that the offensive line was getting just boat raced by the defense yesterday. But Kime, you know, 40% of the line was out, right? You had Wiley out. You had Cosme out. So you have backups in there. You're hoping that's why.
I keep seeing this report on Wiley that he's dealing with tightness. Tightness of what? Can you give us the body part? Is it a knee?
I'm going to guess hamstring.
Hamstring. Like, what is tight?
Right. I don't know.
It's very vague.
The offensive line is going to be an issue. There have been other days, though, where they've said that the defensive ends were getting dominated by the offensive line.
That's good. Maybe so who knows? We're in there.
I think both of those positions are going to be areas of weakness.
The defensive
ends are going to be Fowler, Armstrong, Farrell. They don't really have any studs.
Here's who you need to be silly. Brandon Coleman. Need him to start at left tackle and just take over that position. That's what this offensive line needs. I mean, there's a reason that Peters drafted him so high.
But back to Benkert's statement.
Big plans for him.
And if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. We talked about this last week. And now I can't remember who mentioned this. But in the last 3 years, there have been 7, 7, and 6 teams, respectively, that didn't make the playoffs in 1 year and then made the playoffs next year. So, you know there are going to be 6 or 7 teams. Are the Commanders one of those teams? I think they can be, but it is all dependent on whether Jaden lives up to the hype. Now, the warning is, in training camp, he's not taking... This is why I'd like to see him play as many snaps as possible. He's not taking real pressure because the guys aren't going to...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hit him. In the preseason, they'll hit him.
Right. But again, he's got 5 years of big-time college football underneath his belt. Doesn't get any bigger than what LSU does there in Death Valley Cakes. I think he's going to be just fine. I think he's been groomed for this for a long time. Zach Ertz, who played with Andrew Luck at Stanford and is entering his 12th season in the NFL Cakes, he's raving about Jaden. Mm. He says, frankly, that he reminds him of Andrew Luck. He says, with Jaden, I think he's going to be really good, and I don't think it's going to take very long.
I'm ready to bet overs on Zach Ertz's numbers. I'm ready for him to have a career renaissance in year 12.
That's crazy to me when he said that. Andrew Luck is still just 34 years old.
I saw him in the stands of the Olympics earlier this week.
He says... he's coming into this thing. They don't want to overload him. This is Ertz talking about Jaden. Obviously, the physical tools stand out. You don't get drafted number 2 overall if you don't have the physical traits. But his ability to be intentional with everything that he does, he works extremely hard. He says, I was talking to someone the other day. I played with Andrew Luck in college, obviously. Still to this day, probably the best quarterback I ever played with. But Andrew almost had a gravitational pull to him. And John Keim touched on this. Guys just wanted to be around him. He was never bigger than the team. He was always just one of the guys. He was always building people up. He was a culture setter. A lot of quarterbacks, they win the Heisman. They get drafted number 2 overall. That's not how it is. They're
These
almost
guys love each
different
other.
As a quarterback. But that couldn't be further from the truth with Jaden. Jaden is a guy that brings people together.
He unites.
Guys want to be around him. He's communicating with whether you're a guy that's in year 12 or on the practice squad last year. There's no agenda with Jaden. He's here to be the best version of you. Couldn't ask for a higher praise from a 12-year veteran.
Yeah.
So very, very cool to hear.
It's better than what you're hearing from some of these young quarterbacks. Now, Caleb Williams seems to be kicking ass, but Drake May seems to be rough. You see some people saying he's progressing, but others saying, I mean, we had a report last week that Joe Milton could be ahead of him.
What about JJ? I thought I read some good things about JJ.
I've seen
late.
Mixed bag with JJ.
I thought of late JJ was moving up.
It's all over the place. There are some camp videos which show him like where he looks clueless. And then I think I saw a video of McCarthy yesterday during a drill where somebody said he looked Mahomes-esque, scrambling and then finding a guy in the end zone.
Right.
So, I mean, they're rookies. You're going to get a mixed bag out of these guys.
Yeah, I mean, here are three headlines about J.J. McCarthy. I just punched up latest news. J.J. McCarthy impressing people at Vikings training camp with arm talent. Vikings are terrible at turning down the heat on J.J. McCarthy. This is from a podcast. Patience with quarterback J.J. McCarthy in an impatient world. And then, is Kevin O'Connell leaning towards starting J.J. McCarthy?
I'm telling you. I've seen some of those more positive reports as of late. But who knows? But the good news is with Jaden, you know, it just feels different. Someone asked me, did you feel the same way about Robert? I was glowing about Robert. I thought Robert was going to be our guy. And frankly, he was for a year. After that, it went to hell for a million reasons. We don't have to, you know, talk about it anymore. But this kid just seems just so much more humble than Robert that it just makes me hopeful.
I think you and the rest of the Commanders fan base have to be excited and hopeful about what he brings to the table.
And I just love the fact that he was a three-time captain, played 5 years, Cakes, big-time college football, won the Heisman. He's not all about himself. Guys gravitate toward him. Can make all the throws. Super athletic. I mean, what else? I mean, it's up to us to not fail this kid.
Seems to be the total package. Just need him to deliver this on the
time
promise.
It's time to deliver.
Yep.
800-636-1067. If you want to chime in on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, we're the Junkies. Coming right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.